Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you from Manna in the Morning with a meditation from God's Word. Today our reading is in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now it may come as a surprise to some people that God hates something. After all, the popular image of God is that he's a kindly old gentleman sitting in heaven, not hating anything or anybody, and will pretty much let anybody into heaven provided they're sincere. Of course, that's not the God of the Bible. That's a figment of man's imagination. If God just let anybody into heaven, heaven would soon be like earth. And believe me, earth is in a mess through sin. We wouldn't want him letting in just anyone. No, God's holy, he hates sin, and he excludes sin from his presence. Therefore, he looks at these seven things in Proverbs and calls them an abomination. That is, something which is detestable to God. First, he says a proud look, or as many translations render it, haughty eyes. How many people today look at the world and think that they are masters of all that they survey? They look at their own lives and think that they're doing well, that they're okay, and that they have the right to do with their lives as they please. They've never looked at themselves as God sees them, as sinners in need of a Savior. Then a lying tongue, he says. Indeed, falsehoods are prevalent throughout our world today. Many people telling lies, even in high places. Lying tongues, sadly, have not gone out of style. Then he says, hands that shed innocent blood. Indeed, when we look at the 20th century, which was the bloodiest century in recorded human history, and then we compare the early years of the 21st century, which we're living in, the 21st century looks like it may even be bloodier, for there are wars and oppressions and bloodshed and crime all over, many people being killed who are innocent. Verse 18 says, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, hearts scheming wicked plans. Men, as in the days of Noah, think of only violence continually and seem to stay up late dreaming new ways to rebel against the Lord God. And then he says, feet that are swift in running to mischief or running to do evil. How many people get up in the morning and just can't wait to sin? Can't wait to get drunk, can't wait to use drugs, can't wait to engage in illicit sexual activity. How many people run to evil? And then he says, a false witness that speaketh lies. That was a very grave crime in the Old Testament era under the law. A false witness was to be put to death. And he that soweth discord among brethren is the final in this list of seven things the Lord hates. The Lord hates the division and strife that come between people, especially within families, dividing families and having brothers hate brothers, civil war, as it were. Now, it's interesting when we look at these seven things that each of them was on display in how men treated the Lord Jesus when he came to this earth. They looked at him with haughty eyes and said, "We will not have this man to reign over us." Of course, they spoke with a lying tongue about him, uttering many lies about him, saying he was an evildoer, a seditious person, and a blasphemer. None of that was true. And then they shed not only his innocent blood, but blood that was righteous. Thanks be to God, when men shed that blood, God took the opportunity to use that as the sacrifice which can bring a lost sinner to God and save them for eternity. Then he says, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, how they schemed and planned against the Lord Jesus. But man did what he willed, but then once man was finished, God did what he willed. He said, yes, you've taken him and crucified him with wicked hands, but he was actually delivered up according to the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, according to Acts 2. Then feet that be swift in running to mischief. We read in Mark 15 that as soon as it was light, the whole company rose up to lead the Lord Jesus away to the crucifixion. And then a false witness that speaketh lies. They had many false witnesses speaking against him, and they sowed much discord within the Sanhedrin against Christ. Thanks be to God, he overcame all these things which he hates.